when you go racing, you always hope to get one or two winners. I spoke to my father yesterday morning, and I thought I'd won the first, and I had a good chance in the second, but as it appeared, I got four, you know. So once you go on two or three any day of the week, it's hard, you know. So to get four in one day was good, you know.
Obviously, the first came on a horse for Marco Botte, and then there was Michael Bell's trained horse, Exceeding Power, was second. When you won those two that you thought that you could win, did you think then maybe after that there is a possibility that the other two, being Raid for Glory and Modernism, could come through for you?
Well, I thought maybe if my luck was in Modernism, I thought at the end of the day I might end up with a treble. But obviously, Raid for Glory, when he won a short header or won a nose, I said anything could happen at this stage, and maybe I'll ride another two winners, I could ride five winners, that's when you're looking in and things are going right for you on the day, anything can happen, you know.
Well, this is the first time you've done a four-timer, but you have came close before, haven't you, Martin?
Yeah, I've had a few threes on the one day, and I've had two at Kempton last week and two at Lingfield on the same day, but I've never had four at the one meeting, so it was good to get that off, and it's Ryan Moore and Richard Hughes are riding horse every day of the week, and they've got seven and eight cards of rides on each card, and they struggle to do it. So it's nice to know that it's not very easy to do, and when it's done, it's always off your shoulders, you know.
Yeah, you obviously are mixing it with the top guys on the flat in England, and since you left the apprentice ranks, you've been developing, and the ones have been increasing. Last year, I think it was around 70 you finished with, and this year so far, with a couple still to go, you're not far off the 100, Martin.
No, we're going good. Listen, to be honest, it was kind of a quite slow year from Mr. Shannon's point of view, because we just didn't have the horses that we had, obviously, last year. We had the Guineas winner last year, and we had quite a slow year this year with good and bad horses, but obviously getting this job with Marco Botte helped things in the upcoming last month and a half. I had a Group 2 winner, and then obviously I had a Group 1 winner in France, and things seemed to, obviously with most of the good jockeys gone, it's helped me at the end as well, because there are only four or five top lads on the all-weather, and it's nice to know you're one of them, you know. So when you're available, people look for you, and you end up getting more winners than what you even expect, you know.
Just on the Group 1 races, obviously you had the 1,000 guineas in 2012. This year, of course, you went to France and took the big Group 1 Oaks race over there. That was another major mark on your career, wasn't it, Martin?
Yeah, definitely. And then, obviously, it hasn't been no real changes. I've been riding for Marco Botte for the last 3 years since I come to England, but when everything comes out in the papers that you're going number one and you're going this, that, it's always nice to get stuck into the job with a massive winner, because it just makes everything so much easier, you know. People rate you as the jockey that they thought you were, and they have no questions about picking you on top class horse, you know, because to be honest, getting on the horses is the hard bit, riding the good horses is the easy part. So but it's getting the trust, and getting the trust from owners and trainers to put you on that sort of a horse, which makes a big difference. But from my point of view, if I can get on that good horse, it makes my job a hell of a lot easier.